Lesson number two. Vowel substitutions related to the quality of Irish speech. We're now going to look at several changes in vowels between Standard American and Southern Irish speech, which grow out of or work best when heavily integrated into the quality and resonance we've just been working with. Now, in much of Irish speech, the vowel ah is very dominant. And there are several situations in which that vowel comes in and substitutes for other vowels. Now, in some of these substitutions that we're going to look at, this ah substitution is very, very clear and very dominant. In certain parts of Ireland, in very stereotypic speech, it can be very dominant. Other times, the original vowel doesn't change very much at all, and it just migrates slightly toward the ah, this low front ah sound, and is really integrated more into the resonance and doesn't even sound like much of a pronunciation change. Now, the first of these is the original sound ah, as in father, which is a back vowel in American speech, and which really simply doesn't change pronunciation at all, just migrates forward and gets shot out on the resonance and becomes the ah of the Irish speech. Well, let's look at a few words and a quick sentence and get yourself integrating this into the resonance. I'll say the word in Standard American, you repeat it. I'll do the Irish pronunciation and you repeat that. Word list A. Arc, arc. Calm, calm. Stop, stop. Yard, yard. Option, option. Army, army. And a sentence B. Father Charles argued for the honor of God. Father Charles argued for the honor of God. Now, that one's very simple. We're not going to spend very much time with it here. The second of these vowels that's very heavily influenced by the Irish resonance and which migrates a bit toward the ah is the ah vowel in American. Hat, cat, man. Now, in America, we often extend and nasalize this vowel to ear, man, can. Now, this won't happen at all in the Irish speech. Most of the time, the Irish will simply soften it as the vowel integrates into the aspirate quality. Trap, man, castle. But at times, it will become trap, man, castle. And there's sometimes not very much rhyme nor reason as to when it will shift out of the way and when it will just soften up slightly. Linguists have tried to find a pattern, but they can't find a really good rule like they can in Standard British, where you know when it's going to be can and when it's going to be can't. In Irish, you just sort of soften this vowel up with the resonance, and whichever one comes out, comes out. So let's again do a word list on this. A. Man. Man. Basket. Basket. Castle. Castle. Answer. Answer. And a couple of sentences. B. The soprano laughed as the glass shattered. The soprano laughed as the glass shattered. C. The passengers and the baggage were trapped aft of the alcove. The passengers and baggage were trapped aft of the alcove. Or if you carried it to its extreme, were trapped aft of the alcove. Now, the next two of these vowel changes that tend to migrate toward the ah are closely related. Both involve the aw vowel. One is the simple aw, the other is the oi diphthong. The first one, aw, as in caught or brought. I must say that this substitution is not absolutely essential. There are some people with very, very thick Irish dialects who don't make this substitution. And many American actors don't do it, even though they're doing a fairly authentic Irish sound. In recent research, I've found a very, very small percentage of Irish speakers really use this to any extent. Even in O'Casey, Dubliner type of characters. But you will find it. It is an authentic Irish sound. So, and it doesn't really distract too much from intelligibility. So let's practice it just briefly with some sentences, with some words and a quick sentence. Word list. Off. Off. Awful. Awful. Sauce. Sauce. And the next few words, instead of going all the way to the ah, let's just soften it a bit. Hawk. Hawk. Morning. Morning. Author. Author. And just one sentence. The cat crawled across the lawn after it pawed the thorn. The cat crawled across the lawn after it pawed the thorn. Now, the third substitution, which, I, as I said before, also involves the aw vowel, this time in the diphthongal form oi. Now, if the aw by itself migrates toward a, then it's logical that the oi will tend to become I, as it does. In fact, this one tends to happen with a great deal more frequency than the last one does. So, we'll practice this one in a couple of more sentences. First with the word list, however. Loin. Line. Don't forget the resonance. Moisture. Moisture. You can almost think of this whole vowel change as being shot forward and created by the resonance. Point. Pint. Coiled. Coiled. Sentence B. In his toil, he hoisted the soybeans from the soil. In his toil, he hoisted the soybeans from the soil. C. The boisterous boy oiled the toy. The boisterous boy oiled the toy. D. Annoyed at her coy loitering, he foiled her exploits. Annoyed at her coy loitering, he foiled her exploits. And again, it doesn't have to go all the way. It could be Kai Leiderin filed exploits, and you have the resonance working just as well. Now, as I said earlier, these changes that we've looked at are sometimes strong enough to be thought of as specific pronunciation changes, but except in the very thickest of Irish speech, usually Dublin speech, they can be thought of usually as just the minor vowel changes generating out of the resonance that we've worked on in the last lesson. Now, the vowel pronunciation changes which follow are a bit more specific and more clearly recognisable vowel changes. Now, the sound a, as in oven or love, changes to an o, as in oven or love. Now, this change is not totally universal in Ireland. Ireland, there are places where this vowel simply softens with the resonance to the love or oven, to the same kind of vowel that we were just working with in the last four. But since so much of Irish drama, especially that of Sing and O'Casey, is set in regions or classes which do incorporate this change, we'll practice it here on the tape. Don't forget to integrate this change in with the voice quality and the resonance that we've been working on. Word list A. Blood. Blood. Governor. Governor. Puddle. Poodle. Other. Other. Hunt. Hunt. Sentences B. The stuntman stumbles and tumbles in the mud. The stuntman stumbles and tumbles in the mud. A mother's love is above that of another brother. A mother's love is above that of another brother. The puppy hunted the slumbering dove. The puppy hunted the slumbering dove. Now, next we have to work with the diphthong I, which in most all forms of Irish speech rounds curiously into the sound oi, oi, oi. So, mile will become moil, moil. Now be careful with this one. This does not become an oi. The sound is not moil, moil, where the lips round fully and tightly into a fully rounded oi diphthong. Much of the action created with this strange rounding comes from the tongue. What I'd suggest is that you generate this sound first with the original resonance structure that we took, with the lips pulled way back, and that'll help you get this sound. Generate it first with lips pulled back, moil, moil. Now try to get the pronunciation similar to that with the lips stretched forward loosely in the second structure, moil, moil. Really use the tongue actively on this one. All right, here we go. Words. Find. Find. Likely. Likely. Lifetime. Lifetime. Dry. Dry. Fight. Fight. Sentences B. The actor recited ironic rhymes of an ionic kind. The actor recited ironic rhymes of an ionic kind. C. Blind justice presided over the indictment. Blind justice presided over the indictment. And D. A life of violent crime has become a depressing sign of the times. A life of violent crime has become a depressing sign of the times. Now, the very last of these resonance-related vowel changes is quite similar to the one we just did. The sound ow, as in house, changes to another strangely rounded sound, o, as in house, house. Now, again, this is not quite a fully rounded ooh. It's not hoose, hoose, like you would have in the Scottish. But it's still clearly diphthong or triphthong sound with almost an O in it. Again, try it first pulling your lips back. Hoss, hoss, moss, moss. Then stretch the lips lightly forward and shoot through the tunnel and see if you can get basically the same sound with hoss and mouse. All right, word list. A. Mouse. Mouse. Vow. Vow. Trounce. Trounce. Abound. Abound. Sentences. B. The clouds shower doused the cow. The clouds shower doused the cow. C. I found that I had gained about a pound. I found that I had gained about a pound. And finally, D. The bound man counted the hours and vowed to find a way out. The bound man counted the hours and vowed to find a way out. Once again, as you go back and listen to these a few times, you want to make sure that you're generating these sounds out of the resonance, out of that aspirated quality that we worked on in the first lesson. And also realize that there are indeed different levels of intensity in the dialect. We'll talk a bit more about dialect intensity and stereotyping later in the tape, but as for now, this is the end of lesson 2 on the vowel changes which integrate into the Irish vocal quality.